So I am here with NVIDIA. When you think kick-ass gaming, you think NVIDIA. And we're standing here with David Raganese, the Director of Product Marketing for NVIDIA. And we've got this amazing wall of 3D games. And a 3D is one of the hottest things going on at CES this year. You guys have been a leader in 3D for ages. So tell me what you got going on here.
So we have over 500 games that we're showing here with our 3D vision technology. So if you take GeForce GPU, you add our 3D vision glasses, you can experience all this great gaming content, games that you can see all the depth information, games that come out of you, out of the screen like you experience on your favorite Hollywood 3D movies. Just showing you all the great content that you can get with GeForce 3D vision today.
And these are all just on Windows, correct?
These are all PC games, so you can build up your favorite PC with your favorite GPU, like a GeForce GTX 580, Windows 7. And you get a great experience with all these great gaming titles for Windows.
So I walked past this and I had to stop because it combines two of my favorite things in the world, which are crazy gaming rigs and Sierra Nevada beer. So what is this thing right here?
Well, so this is what we call the cake pewter, right? So this is two GeForce GTX 580s and SLI. The great thing about PC gaming on Windows is you can have fun, you can build these custom rigs, you can experience your favorite adult beverages. There you go, Ben. And this is powering this TV over here. So this is a 3D television, right? So one of the great things about 3D TV play from NVIDIA is you can connect this gaming PC to a big screen TV like this 3D TV and get great gaming experiences in your living room. You no longer have to be restricted in terms of the 3D content that you have available to you. Take those same 500 games, bring it to your living room, and get a great experience.
How big is this thing?
This is over 100 inches.
That's nice. I think it's important for people to remember that powerful graphics aren't just limited to crazy gaming rigs like the Kegputer. You can get a really robust graphics PC in a notebook form factor. So what do we have in front of us right here?
Yeah, so this is a brand new Acer 4750G featuring new Intel CPUs with our new graphics, the GeForce GT540M, which we just launched this week. The cool thing about this demo, this is the new Internet Explorer 9, fully GPU accelerated, tapping into that other 90% of the horsepower that browsers haven't tapped into before, delivering these next-gen experiences. In this case, you're looking at a demo of your favorite music collection, having fun with, you know, what you can experience on the web today and also tomorrow with these next-generation sites.
And this is all HTML5, correct?
This is all HTML5, no plugins, no flash. This is all native content that's been empowered and enabled by the great work that Microsoft is doing with Internet Explorer now.
And I love that this has Optimus. I'm a huge Optimus fan for fast graphics.
Right. Right. So the great thing about Optimus is you get the best of both worlds. You get a great CPU, you get a great GPU that's turned on only when the application demands it, completely transparent. So as a result, your GPU gives you great performance, but you also get great battery life, right? So you don't always have that GPU turned on.
So as 3D content explodes, we need a better way to share that with our friends and family online and on the web. So that's where 3D Vision Live comes in, correct?
Right. So 3D Vision Live is a new site that we just launched this week at CES. Allows users who are capturing great 3D photo content, 3D movie content, to upload it to the site, share it with their friends and family, and get great 3D experiences that are shared really around the world.
And what's the URL for that?
www.3dvisionlive.com. Check it out. Great 3D photo and video experiences.
David, thank you so much for taking the time to show us all this awesome stuff. As always, really incredible stuff from NVIDIA. Great 3D gaming, awesome desktop stuff, new graphics cards, great new notebooks, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more coming soon. So remember to follow me on Twitter at BenThePCGuy for everything that's going on here at CES 2011. I got to get over to the Central Hall for my next one, and we'll see you in a bit.